Elf Villapena is kindly with us today. Elf's been on the Auckland Council for a long time now. And so when the idea of this share sale at Auckland Airport came up, he remembers back to the days of Manukau City Council and the merging into the super city. Now we've got super bold, super pushy administration who want to do away with those shares, or certainly some of them. There was a big, tense meeting in town yesterday. Elf was there. Thanks for joining us, brother. Tēnā koe, Elf.
Morena, my mate. Morena, morena koutou to our listeners. Kia ora.
Thank you. Well, it was actually a discussion on the budget for our big city, the Big Smoke. But with a $400 million hole, plans were to sell off the shares. There's $2.3 billion worth of shares that Auckland Council now oversees, although they didn't buy them, did they, Elf?
No, of course they didn't. And guess where they originally came from?
I don't know. Tell us, Elf. Where did those shares come from, Elf Villapena?
It came free, but it ended up at Manukau City Council and Auckland City Council, and now people around that bloody table want to sell them. Partial sale, even sell the lot.
Yeah, well, I couldn't understand why there was talk through the media of selling the lot. Why would you sell $2.3 billion worth of shares to accommodate a $400 million shortfall? So some common sense emerged early in the discussions yesterday, described as tense, a long day in the chair for all, but hey, all of us work hard, so councillors can put in 8-hour days. It shouldn't phase us. Yep. Take us into your thinking. Describe what happened yesterday from your perspective, please, Elf.
Well, look, what the mayor did yesterday was I tried to shut down, and that was he wanted to go around and see us, let every councillor know. This is even before the debate. He wanted to get every councillor to tell him where they were sitting. Now, I knew what he was trying to do, which was trying to get the numbers game. It's a numbers game for him. He obviously didn't have the numbers for full sale, so he obviously wanted to find out whether, which ones would go for partial sale. So I tried to shut it down, but then he obviously, with the advice that he got, put it through to an open workshop. And so the councillors indicated where they were sitting, which allowed him and his team to end up working on another mayoral proposal. I think we've had about three now. So they worked on another mayoral proposal. And lo and behold, once we went through that exercise, which I tried to stop, he ended up coming back with this one around partial sale, which is, I think partial, I looked it up in the dictionary, was limited. This is not a partial sale because it's nearly 9%, nearly half of what we've got. So, you know, he got it through. People obviously liked the fact he did it. And then we ended up discussing it. And now there's going to be amendments today from councillors to end up saying, hey, look, here's some alternative proposal instead of this mayoral one that we've got now.
What do you think of trying to get some consensus? Do you think Māori and Pacifica communities have been factored in here or their opinions sought, or do you sense a high-handed, I know better than most attitude from the top chair?
Well, look, I think that letter, Dale, that you put, this is why he's backing down from his original one. From my perspective now, is a matter of still trying to put alternative proposals so we don't sell the shares, because our Māori and Pacific communities in Tāmaki Makaurau, especially in the old Manukau days, you know, they were always, always supportive of keeping those shares because we got the dividends. It's sad that some of the councillors are using COVID-19 as a reason for why they're voting for partial sale. You know, it's sad that they're using COVID and saying, well, we didn't get that much dividends. You know, it really is. It's sad that they're using that because all of us were affected by COVID. But, you know, we're looking at possibly $42 million back when people talk about the interest for the airport shares. Look at our debt-to-revenue ratio. We've got nearly $12 billion dollars of debt, but we've got a $70 billion asset base. And, you know, when you have a look at those figures, you know, there's always an opportunity, and our policy is put in place to borrow. And here's the best opportunity to keep those shares is to just borrow a little bit more. And so, you know, it's, you know, our community were asked, but do you know what our community are like? Sometimes they get hoha and say, oh, look, it's not going to make any difference to me. And they don't participate, but they ring me. They email me, some of them, and say, look, girl, hold on to the shares. We should not, because it's for our future generations. And, you know, Dale, I don't know how it's going to go today, but I'll be definitely having a look and voting for the alternatives, because the partial sale is basically a sale of it, and I will not be supporting that.
Well, Mama Filipina raised her boys to never be bullied, and you're going to have to stand up for yourself in there today. It sounds like there's a bit of bully boy antics going on around the council table.
I totally agree, Dale, and I will be, and you're right. Well, you knew what Mum was like.
So. I know what Mum was like. She was the loudest supporter of the Filipina boys that there possibly could be. She was a gem.
Yeah,
great to talk with her. And let's face it, mate, you're representing what she hoped for you. So stand your ground. Good luck to you in the Hui reconvening at 10 o'clock this morning. Our Filipina with us today. Thanks, Alf. See you, mate.
Thank you.
Ka kite.